The Church of Santa Maria de Francis, built around 1260, likely dates back to the Angevin rule in Sicily. The name de Francis could refer either to the French or to the Frank family. As indicated by the date inscribed on the central portal, the church underwent significant modifications in 1634. Inside, visitors are drawn to several remarkable sculptures. Among these, the gentle face of the Madonna del Soccorso, crafted by Domenico Gagini in 1480, stands out as perhaps the most important. Sculpture enthusiasts will also appreciate the Santissimo Salvatore, created in 1674 by Ercole Ferrata, the baptismal font by Antonello Gagini from 1531, and the stunning marble icon from 1522, partly attributed to Francesco del Mastro. The church also houses notable paintings, including a canvas by Petagna and a wooden altarpiece from the Gothic Sienese school dating back to the 14th century. Since 2004, the original Maiolica tiles depicting the Stations of the Cross have been preserved here. These ancient votive tiles, illustrating the 14 stations, were already embedded along a path from the 1700s that started at Piazza Municipio, in front of Santa Maria de Francis, and continued through Umberto, Serra, Carlo Alberto, and G.A. Spallino streets, ending at the foot of the Church of San Giorgio Martire. Over the centuries, this route has held not only religious significance, but also cultural importance, inspiring sacred events related to the Passion and Death of Christ, such as Avisaria, the Sacred Way, one of the most meaningful Holy Week traditions organized by the cultural and musical association Leremo. Exposed to the elements and showing signs of wear, the tiles were restored by Professor Michele Sottile from Castelbuono in 2004, commissioned by the Autonomous Tourism Agency, then led by Honorable Salvatore Sammartino during Mayor Dr. Mauro Cascio's administration. It's worth noting the restoration of the 11 original stations now kept inside the church, which were replaced along the route by replicas made by the Fratantoni workshop of Santo Stefano di Camastra, as well as by other stations donated by devotees, since the originals had either disappeared or been damaged. The originals date back mostly to the 18th century, likely produced by the Colesano kiln, with two from the Armo brothers in the 19th century, and two by Giuseppe Ciri from 1950. The restoration was necessary due to weather-related deterioration, algae growth, and cracks that damaged the glaze, causing tiles to lift from the underlying wall. The tiles were carefully reassembled, filling gaps with a mixture of cacciopesto, epoxy resins, and shaped terracotta. Today, the church hosts important annual religious ceremonies considered an intangible part of local heritage, the Acchianata da Madonna on August 15th and Assisa da Croce on Good Friday.